Yerushalmi printed in Bavli, Shkalim, Daf Chaf Beis. We begin on Daf Chaf Alaf Amud Beis, at the foot of the Amud Beis, at the Mishnah, at Halacha Gimel. Basa Kodshi Kodshim, Shenitma, Ben Bavatuma, Ben Bavladatuma, Ben Bifnim, Ben Bachutz. The Mishnah says meat of Kodshi Kodshim, sacrifices that became Tomei, either from an Avatuma or a Vladatuma, either inside the Mikdash or outside, Beishamay Oimim, Hakol Yisorif Bifnim, Chutz Mishinitma Ba'avatuma, Bachutz. Beishamai say that it should all be burnt inside the Azor, aside from that which became Tomei from an Avatuma outside. Beishamay Oimim, Hakol Yisorif Bachutz, Chutz Mishinitma Ba'vladatuma, Bifnim. Beishamai say that it should all be burnt outside, aside from that which became Tomei from a Vladatuma inside. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Shenitma ba'avatuma ben bifnim ben bachutz yisorif bachutz. Rabbi Eliezer says, if it became tamei from an avatuma, whether inside or outside, it should be burned outside. Shenitma bevladatuma ben bachutz ben bifnim yisorif bifnim. Whereas if it became tamei from a vladatuma, whether outside or inside, it should be burned inside. Rabbi Kiva oimer mokim to masai sham seifasei. Rabbi Kiva said it should be burned in the place that it became tamei. And the Gemara says, Bar Kapor Omer, Avatuma, Dvar Torah, Vladatuma, Midivrehem. Bar Kapor says that an Avatuma is of Torah origin, and a Vladatuma is of Rabbinic origin. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Ben Zeh, Dvar Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says both are of Torah origin. The Kasha Rabbi Yochanan al Debe Shammai, Oimim, Hakol Yisarif, Bifnim, Chutz, Mishinitma Ba'avatuma, Bachutz. Ma ben avatuma bachutz, ma ben vladatuma bachutz, ze veze lo idvatoru. The Gemara asks the question of Yochanan's opinion is difficult according to Beis Shammai, who said it should all be burnt inside the Azorah, aside from that which became tomei from an avatuma outside. What's the difference between an avatuma outside and a vladatuma outside? Both are of Torah origin. Afilu al de Beis Hillel, la mikshaya de Beis Hillel, omer, hakol yisarif bachutz, chutz Bifnim. Oh, the Gemara asks a counter question, is it not difficult according to Beis Hillel, who said that all is burned outside, aside from that which became Tomei from a Vladatuma inside? Ma bin Vladatuma Bifnim, Ma bin Avatuma Bifnim, Zevazer Loid Vataru. Well, what's the difference between a Vladatuma inside and an Avatuma inside? Both are not of Torah origin. Lehavu Barabonon Ela al Deba Kapor. The rabbis of the Beis Medrash only focused on the difficulties with the opinion of Bar Kapor, as we'll see, as the difficulties with Rabbi Yochanan were unanswerable. The kasha de Bar Kapor al de Beis Shammai oimim hakol yisorif bifnim chutz mishenitma ba'avatuma bachutz ma ben avatuma ben bachutz ben bifnim ze veze loy dvar Torah. The Gemara asks, Bar Kapor's opinion is difficult according to Beis Shammai, who said it should all be burnt inside, aside from that which became tamei from an avatuma outside. What's the difference in an avatuma, whether inside or outside, are they not both of Torah origin? Again, to Rabbi Kiva omer, mokum to masai, sham tehei seifasai, the answer is because Rabbi Kiva said that it should be burned in the place that it became tamei. V'afilu al de Beis Hillel lo mikshaya, de Beis Hillel omer hakol yisarif bachutz, chutz mishenitma bevladatuma bifnim. The Gemara asks, is it not difficult according to Beis Hillel, who said that all is burned outside, aside from that which became tamei from a vladatuma inside? Ma ben vladatuma ben bifnim ben bachutz, ze veze lo divrei. But what's the difference in an vladatuma, whether it's inside or outside? Both are not of Torah origin. Begin to Shimon, Omer, Machlei, Mashkoshe, Mitzera, Mishtalchem, Chutz, Lesholish Machanais. The answer is, since Rabbi Shimon said that the food and drink of Metzora are sent out to the three camps, and since we are careful not to allow even the Metzora's food in, we also prohibit even rabbinically tamei meat from being brought in. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalet, Evoya Tomid, Nitonim, Mechetzi Kevesh, Ulemata, which is a Bemarav. The limbs of the Tomid offering are placed on the lower half of the ramp of the Mezbeach on the western side, meaning which is closer to the Heichal. Shemusafim nitonim mechalfi kevesh ulamata shusei b'mizrach. Those of the musaf are placed on the lower half of the ramp on the eastern side. שראש החדשים ניתן על קרקע ומזבח שזה מלמעלה. Those of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh are placed on the karka, which is the ledge of the Mizbeach, above them. Hashkolim and Bikurim einon noyegim ela b'fnei habayis. The bringing of Shkolim and Bikurim are only done when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Ava Masa Dagan or Masa Behema, ubechoyreis noyegim ben b'fnei habayis, or ben shalai b'fnei Beis HaMikdash. But the Maisa of grain and animals and the laws of firstborns apply with or without the Beis HaMikdash. Shkolim or Bikurim are a Kodesh. If a person consecrates Shkolim or Bikurim nowadays, it is Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ha'omer Bikurim Kodesh, Einon Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon says, if a person says that Bikurim are Kodesh, they are not Kodesh. And the Gemara says, Ezu Karko Mizbeach. Which Karko means which ledge of the two that were on the Mizbeach did the Mishnah refer to? Amma Ben Keren Keren Mokim Hiloch Ragli Kehanim. The answer is the Amma width from horn to horn where the Kehanim walked. Mosfei Shabbos, Mosfei Rosh Chodesh, Mikodem. The Gemara asks if there are limbs of the Musaf offering of Shabbos and limbs of the Musaf offering of Rosh Chodesh, which are brought first on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yirmiyah Sava Meima, Mosfei Shabbos, Mosfei Rosh Chodesh, Mosfei Rosh Chodesh Kodem. Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to answer that the Rosh Chodesh limbs are first. Chayded Rabbi Yirmiyah Min Adar, Shirosh Shabbos, Shirosh Rosh Chodesh, Shirosh Rosh Chodesh Kodem. And Rabbi Yirmiyah has a proof from a Braitha where it says, when the song of the Levim of Shabbos and the song of Rosh Chodesh coincide, the song of Rosh Chodesh is first. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Shnihi Tamon da Amar Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kedei Lefalsamay Uleidiyah Shehu Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yosa says it's different over there, as Rabbi Chia cited from Rabbi Yochanan, that it's in order to publicize that it is Rosh Chodesh. Kesed Haya Oisa, Shechet, Mesve Shabbos, Vo'im Aleim, Shurosh Rosh Chodesh, From Hacha, Mosfei Shabbos and Mosfei Rosh Chodesh, Mosfei Shabbos Kodemim, Al Shem Kol Hatar Dechaveiroi Kodem Es Chaveiro. And how do we do it? He slaughters the Shabbos Musaf offering and says upon it the song of Rosh Chodesh. But over here, when there are both the Musaf of Shabbos and of Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf of Shabbos comes first, as is more frequently brought. Shkolim or Bikurim v'chulei. The Mishnah taught that if a person consecrates Shkolim or Bikurim, nowadays, it's Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon said that if a person says that Bikurim are Kodesh, they're not Kodesh. Ha-Shkolim Kodshu, but from Rabbi Shimon's words, we see that if a person says that Shkolim are Kodesh, then they would be Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon, ben Elu, ben Elu, lo Kodshu. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Shimon, says that neither are Kodesh. Tani, Ger, Bezman Hazeh, Sach, Lavi, Kinoi, Rivas, Kesef. Abaisa says that a convert nowadays, when there's no temple, must consecrate a quarter of a silver dinar for his nest offering. Am Rabbi Shimon, Bidle Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi HaTakala. Rabbi Shimon says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai annulled this requirement because of the potential destruction involved, that he might use the money for his own personal benefit and transgress the prohibition of Me'ila. Mahal Rabbi HaTakala. What is the meaning of potential destruction? Ka'adodatani. Ein makdishim v'le ma'arichin v'le machrimim v'le magbiim tumeis masus bezman hazeh v'em higdish oy herich oy hechrim oy higbia hakasus tisoref abahimah te'arker keitzad noel b'foneh adeleth v'himeis ameleha v'hamoyis yirchul yam ha'melech. The answer is, it's like the brisa. One may not consecrate, make an erchim vow, make a cherem, or separate tumeis and maisus nowadays. If one did, if it's clothing, it should be burned. If it's an animal, it must be eradicated. And how is this done? If the door is locked behind it and it dies by itself. And if it's money, it should be thrown into the Dead Sea. Avav Higdish, what is the law if nowadays a convert did consecrate money? Mimad the Amma Rabbi Shimon Bitla Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Mibnei HaTakala Had the Amma Avav Higdish Kodshei. The answer is from that which Rabbi Shimon said, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai annulled it because of the potential destruction involved, it shows if a convert did consecrate it, then it worked. We move on to the final Amud of the Masechta, Chof Beis and Medbeis. Rabbi Yehuda and Tudraya by Kaim Rabbi Yossi, Hachat Amar Kodshe v'Hachat Amar Lai Kodshe. Rabbi Yehuda and Tudraya asked Rabbi Yossi, here you said that it consecrates, and there you said it does not consecrate. Means we just said from Rabbi Shimon that if the convert consecrates, it takes effect. But the earlier Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Shimon, said that one is not able to consecrate Shkolim nowadays. עמלי תמן לקח עם הקדישים לכתחילה, לפי שמצווה להקריב מתרומה חדושה, ואיך הבלי ישנה. ואחר, מה יזלח למימה? הישנה היא, לגבי הקדיש הישכירים, וכינה שהוגע אין עשר חדושה, במקדש קדש. רבי יוסי answered רבי יהודה, there, concerning shkolim, if one would consecrate, and the temple would later be rebuilt, they would use new shkolim of that year for the sacrifices, and the shekel that this person consecrated would be from the old shkolim. But here, concerning the convert's consecration, what would you say? The birds that it buys do not need to come from a new collection, so if he consecrates it, it's valid. V'yanichena ad sheyivneh beis hamikdash. The Gemara asks, why not leave the shekel until the temple will be built, and if it's this year, it will be able to be used. Shema yivneh habayis k'rishonah, v'tadorim truma yis halishka min hachadosha v'zmana b'echa b'nesan, v'acha mai islach. The Gemara answers, perhaps it will be built as the Mishkan originally was, meaning in the month of Nisan, which will mean that the shekel he consecrated was from the previous year, as the new year begins in Nisan. But for the converse consecration, how is that relevant? Rav Amnuna, Rav Ada bar Ava, b'shem Rav Halacha, k'Rebbi Shimon. Rav Amnuna and Rav Ada bar Ava, quoting Rav, said the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, that Bikurim cannot be consecrated, but consecrating Shkolim would take effect. Hadnalach per kol agoikin, uslikala maseches Shkolim.